You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Gwendolyn Lila talks to her mother, Kate Rockline Kemplin, about her work at the World Trade Center site.
I want to ask you the good things about 9/11.
I was 21. I just graduated nursing school, and I was back home in Central Florida when when the Trade Center went down, when the Twin Towers went down. Do you know what FEMA is?
Nope.
Like the Federal Emergency Management Association. So anyway, I went up with somebody who worked for FEMA. I went to New York City.
Okay.
And so I think we got there on September 12th, so the day after. And all of Lower Manhattan was black. And it was just this, where the Twin Towers usually were, was just this huge plume of black smoke. I think the good about it was just the feeling between everybody who was working down there. It was the worst thing, I think, that any of us had ever seen. I mean, it was surreal. Like, you really don't even see that stuff in movies. You couldn't even imagine it. There was one morning where I think it was at the Embassy Suites, in right near the North Cove Marina, and the power had been out, and all the food in the cafe, all the food in the kitchens was going to go bad. And so I went there with two of the firefighters from Forks Township, and we walked into the dining room, and the gas still worked on the stoves.
So y'all made food?
No, there were like five or six New York City cops in their full uniform with like tactical gear uniforms. And they had taken that off and put aprons on.
I was going to say, were they making donuts? But that's a stereotype.
No. Funny. No, they were not making donuts. They were making omelets. And like, and they were doing it on a gas stove, because you don't need power for the gas. You just, you know, it sparks and it turns on. So, I mean, and they were really good cooks. I mean, they made great coffee, and they boiled the water on the stove, and they made really good omelets. And
now I want an omelet.
Yeah, but I mean, it was surreal, right? Like, you walk in to this fancy hotel dining room, and you see behind the grill are a bunch of cops, you know, feeding cops and firefighters and nurses and whoever was working there.
Wow.
And so I remember exactly where I was sitting in that dining room. I like that you asked this question, and I wanted to tell you this, because you were born when there are already two wars going on. So you've never known a peacetime America, and you've never known a time when terrorism wasn't a big concern. And there's school shootings all the time and mass shootings and all this tragedy that happens.
Yeah.
And it's awful, and it's disturbing, and it's depressing, and it might make you think that there's just nothing good that will come out of that. And so I think by telling you about this, about the good sides of tragedies, that, you know, maybe it'll give you some kind of balance or perspective when you see that stuff on the news.
Yeah. Doesn't have to rule your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Kate Rockline Kemplin and her daughter, Gwendolyn Lila. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.